today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Just remember, it's never too late to discover new music, but you'll hear it sooner on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello, everybody. Patrick Foster here. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our podcast and say thank you very much for listening, downloading, subscribing, whatever it is you do to get us in your ears. We appreciate it. Today is the continuation of our March new music picks that Jim kicked off in style with six picks just the other day. The Reflectors, Habibi, Good Looks, La Luz, Camera Obscura, and Thick. All excellent choices. We're going to begin, as we traditionally do, on our new music picks with Stephen Routledge. And we will be continuing new music for the rest of this week. So thanks, big thanks to everybody who sent in their picks. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. There was some great music in the month of March. And as I mentioned, we're going to start off with Stephen Routledge, as we traditionally do, and he is featuring a album that was one of my very favorites from March as well. So let's do it like we always do. He's got it.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in with my new music picks for March. A truly bumper month this time, with new releases from Nick Cave, post-metalist Pelican, who have recently become a favourite of mine, and the wonderful King Hannah, who I've highlighted on more than one occasion before. However, none of those make the final two for me this month. First up, Rosalie. Your 2021 album No Medium made my top 10 albums of the year. And it'll be no surprise if the new album Bite Down features in my best of list for this year. Bandcamp described Rosalie as the Velvet Underground covering Rumours era of Fleetwood Mac. I feel the more apt description is Chrissy Hynde fronting Crazy Horse, which is how Vasant Ramamurthy described them when he introduced me to them back on episode 1137. If you're listening to this podcast and are already familiar with Rosalie, then I'm sure either of those descriptions will at least have you intrigued. My pick to play is Hopeless. Second choice is the spiky power pop of Toronto trio Motorists, and the first single from fourth upcoming album Touched by the Stuff, the wonderfully titled Phone Booth in the Desert of the Mind. It starts off at a canter and never lets up, and I'm sure it will find some fans amongst the community. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Greetings, Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson with my March new music pick. This month I have three. My first pick comes from the new album from Minneapolis rockers Run Westy Run called Within Reason. It's their second album since they reformed a little over a year ago after a 28-year hiatus. The band features singer-songwriter Craig Johnson, who is also in the supergroup Golden Smog. The album features the band's off-kilter brand of trashy glam rock, and the song I want to highlight is called 27 O'Hare. The whole album is great, but this song is a standout because it's the most melodic and the most alluring. My second pick is from the band Karate Boogaloo from Melbourne, Australia, which has an advance release from their upcoming album, Hold Your Horses, which is due out in May. I heard about this band as part of a recommendation on Bandcamp, which described their sound as cinematic instrumental soul, reminiscent of bands like Booker T and the MGs and the Meters. And that definitely got my attention. I listened to the two songs they featured, and I agreed with their assessment. I also think they sound like the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio. The name of the song you need to hear is The Early Bird Catches. Thank you. My third pick is the bonus pick, and I think you could use the song as a playout. It comes from the brand new compilation album from Eyelids called Jigsaw. It's a double album featuring out-of-print 7-inch releases, unreleased originals, and cover songs. They do a great cover of The Fall's Fantastic Life, which is worth hearing. So I hope you enjoy my picks from this month, and I look forward to the picks from the other listeners, because I use this podcast as one of my main sources for discovering new music. And if you like my picks, make sure you tune in to Midlife Crisis, which is on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. At the end of this month in April, I'll be playing some of my favorite new music from 2024, including the picks from today, as well as many of the picks I've heard on the podcast. So check it out and make sure you listen to all the great radio programs on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Just remember, it's never too late to discover new music, but you'll hear it sooner on Rockin' the Suburbs. Thanks.
Chrissy Hynde fronting Crazy Horse.